I just met a French kiss. God dang it.
Separate ownership of the tongue and the cheek.
That's why the
recently. Yeah, I was like, oh, I got what you did there. Yeah. Because I got it. No, that's wait, not wait, as, wait. That is not as bad. This, I don't know. This, we shouldn't be saying this.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
We're too young to know what love is. Our lost cynical eyes. Scanning the room for meaning. Maybe youth is wasted on the young. Our lost travel in packs. Drinking our teenage spirit. Maybe we're all clean cut criminals. Running fast to blur the visuals. And I'm not sure I've got the heart for this. Maybe that's the hardest part of it. We're total strangers, so I monopoly minds, following blind to danger.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and Logan.
And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And in today's episode, Zoe Brown of the Muse Box has sent us the EP of Orla Gartland. And the EP's title is Lonely People. And that was the very first song we actually listened to off the EP. It's the title track. And we are going to turn it over to April for all the information on Miss Orla.
Yeah, so Orla Gartland, she is from Ireland. I don't know if she's from Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland, because that actually says if she's from the UK or not.
Okay.
But she is Irish, and she has had a lot of success over her career, I would say. She's been on some tours and has supported acts like, this first name I might butcher, Bastille, so what, the best I can say it, John Newman, Codaline, Hudson Taylor and Gabrielle Aplin. But besides that, she's also headlined 3 tours by now. She's gone summer 2013. She had one in the UK. She had one in early 2014. I don't know where. I assume early.
She had a tour here
UK.
In the US. She came to South by Southwest.
She either is currently on it or has wrapped up her 2015 tour in the US, which is for Lonely People. And that was actually her first tour in North America. Yeah, and she debuted for the first time. She's already an artist. It's her first time at South by Southwest this year. And that kind of kicked off her North American tour. And so I think she's doing pretty good for herself. She's got tons of hits on YouTube, 1 million is what it said.
Well, for people of my generation, she's definitely hitting the right flavor, and that's what, you know, because she's hitting into that. Earlier when we were listening to Lonely People, you know, we felt that 80s feel to 90s. Mm-hmm.
That's what
80s.
I thought.
I thought it was Souvenirs she made that comment on. Black.
Well, just her style.
In general.
Yeah. Her style was very 80s.
Yeah.
And that hits my bread and butter box. I mean, that's what I grew up with, so I'm immediately caught with that.
I like it, yeah. And it reminds me, sorry, I had to go through a song in my head. The band, the 1975, is kind of like that. They're not as poppy as that, but in some of her songs, like in Souvenirs and all that, she has little elements that kind of, that relates with the 1975. They're a bit more edgier, in the actual form of edgier, you know, but...
I think it was Souvenirs, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Where, or might have been Get Back. Yeah, it was Get Back. So that's another song off her EP. When she got to parts of it, and when she started singing, I went to another UK singer that we've looked at here on the podcast before, and her voice was very sounded pretty close to the same quality of Marina and the Diamonds.
The Diamonds, yeah.
With some of her poppier sounding songs. Now, Marina, she gets into some heavy topics in her songs, but they're more poppy sounding, where Orla's songs,
she's poppy,
but it's, you know, it's more of we need to wait or we messed up type of songs, but they're in such a rhythm that they're catchy and sugary. I don't know.
I don't know that much pop, so I can't say that much.
I like Orla. I don't have really any problem with her. It's not... Like, I like that first song. Her middle two songs, yeah, Get Back and Souvenirs, I'm not a big fan of slow pop songs or slow techno songs because I don't think, like, the synths really work the best slow, you know? And that's why I think, like it's awesome for a faster upbeat song because, you know, it's a cool sound. But see, that's why I like Oh Whispers, her last song, is more of an acoustic and it's a slower song. And to me, there's almost no other way to do a slow song, except no acoustics or mainly acoustics. And that's why, I mean, I loved Whispers, except for when the synth stuff came in. And then I was like, it's gone.
She's got to stay true to her style.
Yeah.
But Whispers was definitely a little bit of a departure from the other three. It did have more of a...
it was rustic and
like you said, simpler dirt. Song, simpler beat. And I remember,
like, if you can taste dirt, not like
okay,
explain it.
Yeah, go for it. Everyone explain that one.
Yeah, I know.
It's good dirt, though.
It is. It's good dirt. It's very nice dirt. It's got some good minerals in it. I don't know, like when I listen to Mumford and Sons. I get this overwhelming, just like thought. I just think dirt,
just covered in dirt, huh?
It's because
that's a good description, though. But
it's hard, like, because you go, like, I understand, but I don't. Understand. Like, it's because
maybe you're getting back to the roots of song making. It's more of a
It's dirt. The roots. It's not dirty.
You're getting back to the roots of the dirt. Songs.
It's got some feel to it. It's got some grip. It's got
old as dirt.
It's old. It's like, it's not crude, but it's just real. It's dirt, because like that's what, because I don't want to say dirty, because it's not dirty, it's just dirt.
It feels like real life. It feels like something.
It feels like dirt.
It has some grit to it.
You know,
because it does. You don't have to have a country song to have grit or to have, you know, some I don't know.
Either.
I've never felt that before. I never felt that dirt, you know.
Dirty now. I don't know.
Nah, but that's pretty.
But that's
a good explanation.
How I get.
But
But that's how I get when I think of songs. Like, I think more in terms of, like, what do I taste when I hear this song? Huh. What color do I see when it, like, what?
Synesthesia. Yay.
It's weird. It's like trippy, but not trippy.
So you have synesthesia.
Always.
Nice.
See, I just see if my head, bobs along with it.
Yeah,
my body moves on.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
You gotta analyze. But yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was, because, like, Lonely People, like, I put, it's a cool kind of chill song, and she's not trying to make it anything but that, which is cool. Because I put, it's not too deep, but I don't think that's what she was going for.
Nah.
Which is cool.
More of the kitschier rhythms. And like I said, that's the pop. It's she recognizes it's pop. I mean, she doesn't say she's anything different. She comes out and says, "This is who I am."
Like I said,
and
that's what I like.
She accomplishes that to me. She's got a good voice. It fits perfectly with the pop sound. And like I said, with me, it fit perfectly because that's what I grew up listening to.
I guess, her voice did match a lot more like the 80s. You know, she had that, I don't know how, 80s music, you know, but when they sing, you can tell the singer, you know, that's what they're meant to do. I don't know explain it either. Yeah, I'm not good with it. But like, she has that voice that you know does fit with her 80s style.
If
like,
she tried to sing jazz, it would not work.
Exactly, no.
You know, yeah, stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did like her some of her songs too, because I liked some 80s music too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I did hear Get Back, that was when I was like, I thought I was the only one, but I guess, you know, you guys hear it too now.
Yeah.
The 80s feel and stuff, so. She's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any complaints for her. Like I said, she's not my favorite artist just because it's not my exact taste or style. Yeah, but
Logan's starting his engine over here.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I think she's doing pretty good for herself. And he says she sold out all her, you know,
all her
tour dates so far and everything. So it's like, you know what? She's doing something right. You know, yeah, I think definitely. She is too. I think she's pretty good where she's at.
She found her medium.
Yeah.
True. And she does have a Facebook page, of course, like everybody out there, and Twitter mm-hmm. accounts. Her website is just her name, OrlaGertland.com, and there will be links. But Orla is spelled O-R-L-A, and I say Gertland. It could be Gartland.
Yeah, I say Gartland.
It's G. So it's OrlaGertland.com. But really, there's not a whole lot on her webpage. There's place where you can buy tickets, listen to one of her songs, and there's a merch store where you can, you know, pick I think there's like one bag on there, but she doesn't have a physical album you can get. It's going to be all digital. Mm-hmm. So
that's where she got all her money. See, she's like, nope, yeah. No CDs. That's my waste of money right there.
And yeah, to a degree, for some artists it is. Yeah. What's Logan?
It might be getting to it, but
more and more are starting to go to that.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, nowadays, not that many people buy CDs.
I hate it.
I'm still old school and I buy CDs.
Thank you. So am I.
Yes.
But
gotta keep the dirt.
But some people, you know, they'll just want to have all that clutter. So they're like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm just getting downloaded on my phone and here we go. But I like CDs still.
I don't think you connect. This is going to sound so dumb. I don't think you connect more with the song. I think you connect more to a song if you have the album.
Is it weird? I'll tell you this. Like, when I listen to music on a CD, it sounds better than on digital.
Yeah.
For some reason, you know, just, you know, the bass is a little bit better. Just for mm-hmm. some reason, you have the actual CD, boom, it's reading it off instead of actual digital. Just for some reason, I've always thought listening to the CD was always better.
I find it hard to connect with something fake and...
I have a fake phone.
Super. Well, it is. Look at all this. This is so cold.
It is fake because it's not really interacting.
It's so cold.
And, you know, I guess...
Look at the album covers.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Those things are cool.
And I guess, you know, same thing with CDs, you know, digital, anybody can go and download it for free, you know, and then when you buy the CD, you're pretty much helping them out, which...
If you're going to do digital, you might as well do YouTube.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists do that for their music videos, but sure, she's on iTunes. I mean, that's where you have to do.
Yeah,
download.
But
so,
let's just say some people can find their way
to get free.
It. Exactly. Right.
But if you're like Logan, what's your philosophy on digital and then buying? Tell everybody.
Well, if you find something out there if you like it, buy it in the physical form anyways, because that just helps the creators and all that.
Yeah.
And that's a good
even
philosophy.
If you've read the whole thing online... If you've read the whole thing, you probably like it, so go ahead and buy that.
I agree with you with that. There's some stuff that I've seen on TV or have heard millions of times, and I would just go and buy it because, you know, it's just sometimes...
You can watch it.
And then same thing where, like, you know, it's more impressive to show your collection of stuff than just, oh, here's all my stuff, you know, and just...
Plus, iCloud...
There is that.
Like, CDs can skip, but iClouds and... Just technology in general, you never know if that's going to crash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's happened to me.
Well,
you guys are sounding old.
Which is horrible.
When disc came out.
Because I'm not old.
We were saying you can't replicate the pop and hiss of a vinyl record.
Yeah.
You got to have that. You don't have that with
CD. You need
it's funny, though. But it's funny, though, because...
So you guys are almost
replicating
what we said.
Wait until... later on exactly. in life, and like, my kids and grandkids are going to be.
And I like that, though. I like that we're still traditional, you know, that we haven't changed. We're like.
We're the new traditional.
No, well, there you go. Like, you know,
and one
I
of
like
them
that,
is in high school.
Well, because, you know, I can understand what April's saying, you know, when her kids or our kids, you know, they're going to be like, oh, digital, you know, yeah. is well, way better than whatever it's going to be.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever's going to be new, they're going to be like.
Psychic
oh,
songs.
But this song will never have the right sound to it, like a good old iPod does, or like yeah. iTunes. Remember when that was a thing? Oh,
if
good
you
old
want
days,
to
like
hear a song in your head, you can very well listen to it, and then you have it forever.
And we apologize to Orla. We definitely went down a rabbit hole here.
Yep.
But to go back to her music, this is one that... If you definitely like the 80s sound, you like the mm-hmm. pop music, this is one that
yeah,
you'll want to pick
cool.
up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Most definitely.
And we're going to be leaving out with Whisper. This is the one that April said has yeah. dirt. It's got mm-hmm.
It has a bit of dirt. So. It doesn't have dirt all the way. It doesn't have enough dirt for me.
Okay.
I like a big like bucket of dirt. But
okay. This is a glass full, maybe.
It's like a shot of dirt.
Okay. So, again, we want to thank Zoe Brown of the Muse Box and Orla Gartland mm-hmm. for giving us her EP, Lonely People, to listen to. We enjoyed it. I think
definitely.
Most everybody out there will also enjoy it. Go out to iTunes, find it, and purchase her songs. And she'll definitely appreciate that, and we'd appreciate you guys helping her out as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been having fun here. Hope you guys have been having fun. Again, we are leaving out on Whisper. We will see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You said it was a wasted promise. I thought it was a waste of time. You said it was the perfect crime. Thought it was the perfect picture. I think it didn't fit the frame. A carnival in the rain. I don't know what I'm doing, but there is nothing wrong with that. All we built left to ruin, and all I wanted was a chat. What the hell are we doing? I'm just so tempted to turn back. Don't shout, no doubt. Tongue is tied. Our fears will all combine to whispers in time. Hot out, my mouth puts up a fight. Our fears will all combine to whispers in time. Whispers in time. Whispers in time. I should have told you all my secrets. I never took the chance you gave. I guess I never was that brave.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.